In this show, our main aim is to give you strategies that you can use to eradicate workplace gossip. My mission is to equip you as a leader to get rid of gossip and to create a thriving workplace culture. Now, we're in the middle of a series where I'm teaching you the 7 steps on how you can eradicate workplace gossip. And this is going to be part 4. Please go back and listen to parts 1, 2, 3. And then let's jump into part 4. And if you've got any questions, please jump into the Facebook community, or if you've got any thoughts to share on this, I'd absolutely love to connect with you on the Facebook community. The link is in the show notes below. Let's jump in. Are you struggling with gossip in your workplace? And have you tried multiple different strategies, but nothing seems to work? Perhaps you're aware of the gossip, but you don't like conflict. You feel like you don't have the time to deal with it, or you simply believe that they are adults and should be able to deal with this themselves. You are not alone. Many leaders have come to accept office gossip as the norm. Hey, I'm Rika Whelan, workplace gossip strategist, and I have got good news for you. It doesn't have to be the norm, and you can eradicate workplace gossip without the drama and the stress. How, I hear you asking? Well, you're in the right place. On this podcast, I'll share strategies that you can implement on a daily basis to transform your workplace culture and take your team from toxic to thriving and from gossip to growth. Grab your favorite beverage and a notebook and pen, and let's get started. What you want to do then is those people who have continuously struggled, you're going to have to performance manage them. But again, you first start supportive. You're going to say, look, you know, I've supported you now for the last 6 weeks and we've had lots of conversations over this, but unfortunately you're not making any progress, so this has to now move to formal. And during the formal process, what we're going to do is we're going to come up with 3 goals. I'm going to explicitly say to you exactly what it is that you need to do. So you want to really just sit them down, say to them explicitly that, you know, I have supported you now for the last 6 weeks and you've still struggled. So we have to make it more formal now. And depending on your organization, depending on how their performance management works, you're going to either issue a warning or you're going to just start with the performance management. Then after 6 weeks, if they've still not made progress, if that's your organization's process, then you're going to issue a warning, a first warning or a first and final warning, whatever that might look like in your organization. But during the next 6 weeks, you meet with them on a weekly basis. They have to show you that they're committed in not gossiping. They have to show you that they've taken the following steps, that they've reread the code of conduct, or that they've done further training with you. Anything that you come up with during their performance management meeting is the things that they have to do. After 6 weeks, if they still not met their goal, you have to give them a final 3 weeks to get their act together, basically. And this is usually in this period where people get a final warning or a written warning or something like that to make it a bit more serious. And then after the 3 weeks, if they've still not, then that's usually when you terminate them. Now, in Australia, how it works, and I can't speak for other countries, but in the legal system and how it works in terms of termination, is that you've got fair work. So to ensure that somebody doesn't sue you or take you to fair work, you would have had to give them opportunity to show you that they can prove themselves and that they deserve to be there. So hence the reason why this performance management process is really based on the Australian system of terminating someone, because you have to show evidence that you've really supported them. So in this instance, we've supported them for 6 weeks during those conversations that we were having. Then we've supported them for a further 6 weeks in the initial performance management stage. Then we've supported them for a last 3 weeks. So that is a total of 15 weeks that you've given them, that you've supported them, you've given them additional training, you've given them those policies and procedures. You've just given them a lot of things. And if after 15 weeks, if they still don't make progress, they're being difficult, they just refuse to read the policies or whatever that might look like, then you've actually got a foot to stand on to terminate them. The last thing you want is for someone to take you to fair work to say that it's been an unfair dismissal. So please make sure that you document everything. Documenting everything is going to be absolutely crucial, because that's the only evidence you're going to have. Okay, any verbal conversation, any email, and please, every single time when you've had a meeting with them, follow that up with an email to prove that you've had that conversation with them and that you did send them the email, you did send them the goals. Everything that you communicate with them should be in writing. Even if you've had a verbal conversation with them, you confirm that in writing with them afterwards. Okay? You can even go so far as having them reply back to say, I confirm that this is the conversation that we've had. After performance management, then it goes to E, which is environment.
Thanks very much for listening to that part of the 7 steps that I take you through performance management. Now, I wanted to add here at the end that this step is one of the most difficult steps that I see that leaders take or do not take. And it's really, really, really tricky for some people who really don't like conflict or who don't know how to deal with performance management, or they've been in a position where they have never dealt with performance management before. They don't know how to have those conversations. So I get that it is really tough, but we cannot let everything that we've worked for in the other steps fall flat just because we are not willing to move to performance management. That was why it's so crucial that your organization or your company must have these policies and procedures in place to safeguard you against people who are going to refuse to change, who are going to refuse to do the job that you're actually paying them for. And it can really just take one person to blow up your whole culture. One person, and I've heard this over and over and over again, one person to go around and badmouth the leadership team, badmouth the management team, and therefore having this performance management procedure in place is going to be so crucial for you. But what I do want to add as well is that don't do this process alone. Don't ever go through this process alone. Inform your line manager, inform a peer who can support you in this, because when you are also in this performance management phase as the leader, it is stressful on you. It's physically stressful on you and it's mentally stressful on you, especially if this person is really difficult and they say things that are quite hurtful. So I've had to learn to really have a lot of grit when I go through performance management, because the person on the receiving end is not always going to be friendly or receiving, okay? But you can do this, okay? It's important that you do this as the leader. Get your line manager on board, follow your organization and your company's procedures, and just make sure that you seek legal advice so that in the end, when you follow this whole process and you have to terminate that person, that you know that you've done the right thing. Now, in the From Gossip to Growth program, I actually take you through that whole process as well. I also give you scripts and I'll give you documentation, those 3 goals that I mentioned. I'll give you a template on filling that in. All that you have to do is basically put your organization's logo and header on there, and then you're good to go. So look out for that program launch that's coming very, very soon. And it'll be really helpful for you if you want to go through this process with me. Okay, so I look forward to sharing in the next episode with you the next step. And in the meantime, if you've got any questions or if you just want to come and join the community, look up From Gossip to Growth on Facebook. The group's name is Leaders Breaking the Cycle of Workplace Gossip. Otherwise, go to gossiptogrowth.com and you'll be able to navigate to the group from there. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Hey, I hope you enjoyed that episode. I had such a great time recording that just for you. It would bless me big if you could please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and make sure you follow or subscribe to the podcast so that you are notified when a new episode launches. And then finally, join the free Facebook community. Simply go to gossiptogrowth.com for more information. I look forward to chatting with you in the next episode.